This is Larry Nelson with W3W3.com, Colorado's voice of the business and technology community. We link people and organizations to unique and valuable resources, and we are here with a very valuable resource today, Chris Pelley, CIMCO. What a great program today, and you were lucky enough to corner the speaker. Why don't you introduce him?
Mike and I have been friends for a number of years. He and I work together, we're colleagues, and he's a brilliant investment advisor, and I say that because he wants to share his wisdom and advice over the years when he could have retired and he'd be on the beach long ago, but he enjoys complex problem solving and helping people see that there's better ways of doing things. And so I'll let him tell you a little bit more about his radio show that's been very successful in Texas for a few years and how they've now opened up in Colorado, and we're partnering with Mike.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, Mike, I really enjoyed your talk. So.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that very much. It's nice to be here.
Yes.
I can't breathe quite as well as I can on the Gulf Coast, but
understand.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. So, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and we're happy to be here. We're broadcasting in the Denver area. We open up the market every day, Monday to Friday. We're on 1060 and the Biz, and it's been a great show, great time. We're looking forward to coming back.
Let me ask this. I was interested and surprised and whatever on some of the, not predictions, but things that you're talking about that's coming up maybe this year and then a number of years down the road.
Well, I think my concern is this. I mean, I'm really happy, like everybody, that we've done so well the last couple of years. I mean, you roll back the clock and you talk to somebody about this time in 2009. You know, the market was just beginning to turn around.
Right.
We'd gone through a devastating loss. The market had dropped by 57%. And people were really, really depressed. I mean, that everything you read, everything you saw, everybody's depressed. They didn't know if it would recover. Okay, it's recovered now, all right? And we tend, as Americans, one of the things that make us great is that we wake up every morning ready to conquer the world, and we think we can get through problems. But we also tend to forget history a little bit. And so my concern is now is that people are not preparing for the next time it's going to happen.
Well,
I can't say when it's
going to
happen. The pullback. I mean, there'll be a pullback in the market. How deep it will be, who knows? Will it get down to the low of 2008, 2009? Some people say yes. Some people think it's going to get worse. I don't think it's going to get quite that bad. But obviously, we have done very, very well. We've come back a very long way. We have some systemic problems in the United States. We've got way too much debt. You have interest rates at zero. You have people that are investing in investments now, like stocks, that have never really been there before. There are people that literally used to invest in CDs because they could get 7, 8, 10% on their CDs. They're much more comfortable there. They're actually going to invest in stocks now because that's the only place they can get income.
Well, what about the bond market?
Well, that's what I'm saying about the bond market. Your interest rates are practically zero. They peaked in September the 30th of 1981. Interest rates have been dropping since that time. They pretty well have hit the floor now, and there's only really one way to go. Now, we did have another speaker today, and I thought he made an interesting point. There's really two things that bonds could do. They could stay where they are at zero, or they're going to go down in price as interest rates rise. At some point, interest rates will rise. You know, things go up, things go down, things go up, things are down. You have sunny days, you have snowy days. You know, we have a snowy day today in Denver, all right? It doesn't snow every day, and at some point, you're going to have sunshine, and the leaves are going to be back on the trees. That's just the way it is. Everything goes in cycles, and the important thing to remember is to prepare for those cycles in advance. You heard me say today, one of my very favorite quotes, which is from John F. Kennedy, where it says, "The best time to prepare the roof is when the sun is shining."
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that, that's very, very simple. But who would prepare a hole in the roof when it's raining?
Yeah.
You know, you wait for the sunshine so you can prepare the roof. The best time to prepare for a sea change in the investment world is before it happens. And so that's what I'm really encouraging people to do, is to get prepared for the next time. That doesn't mean you have to rush out and sell everything, but just be knowledgeable and be aware of the fact that at some point the party will end. It's going to pull back. It may be a short-term pullback of 5 or 10%, but it could be. I'm not worried about those. I'm worried about the ones that could be worse than that. And because we don't know how QE3 is going to end, and that's my biggest concern. I mean, the Fed's acknowledged that. Ben Bernanke's been asked that question. He says, we don't know. We've never done this before. And the creation of so much debt, federal debt, and using a stimulus program that they've never done before could come out okay. But if it doesn't, do you want it to infect you in a negative way? And I would say no. So just get prepared. That's what I would say.
Now, we'll make sure that we put a link on our homepage and our podcast directory and our blog.
That's great.
Directly to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and I hope you'll listen. As I said, we're on in the Denver area every morning from 7 to 8. We have great guests. We've got Steve Forbes coming up, as you know. We had Jim Rogers last week. We usually have two or three guests a week. Usually they're portfolio managers. I don't always agree with everything they have to say. We bring a little bit of everything to the show, and we try to give people really the, I call it the wisdom of Wall Street, and I try to bring the wisdom of Wall Street to the regular investor.
I know Chris Pelley really thinks a great deal of you and your show.
Well, that's just because I paid him.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. All right. Now, you listeners out there, pass this interview along to others that you know would be interested. They can listen to it at W3W3.com 24/7, download it as a podcast, and we'll have it on our blog, too. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you so much.